With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report. Pecans are a staple enjoyed by residents of southeastern Kansas and the surrounding regions of Missouri, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. A member of the hickory family, pecan trees are closely related to shagbark hickories, butternuts, and pignuts. Central Missouri is the farthest north that pecan trees' native range extends, so pecans do better in hotter summers with milder winters. Special care should be taken to select more cold-hardy varieties, as varieties adapted to southern climates could be severely limited or even die in our freezing winters. Pecans require special attention as their canopies develop because these trees are notorious for broken limbs. A common saying is that the best place for a pecan tree is in your neighbor's yard. Careful pruning when the tree is young to cull the weakest limbs and to promote a good canopy shape will minimize potential breakage. If breakages do occur, clean cuts should be made to limit decay. Pecans are also poor compartmentalizers, so starting early and shaping the tree is crucial for its long-term health and successful nut production. One of the major benefits of a pecan tree that everyone's mind jumps to is the nuts, which command a premium price at markets and grocery stores. Unfortunately for homeowners with smaller properties, pecans must cross-pollinate in order to bear fruit, so cooperation with neighbors may be needed to have the necessary number of trees. Unlike most other fruit and nut trees, pecans go through years of high and low production, called mast years. This is because pecan trees only produce pollen every other year in the wild. Commercial growers are most concerned with the alternate bearing index of different varieties, which gives the probability of having significant yield in non-mast years. However, the homeowner selecting pecan varieties should first look at cold tolerance and disease-resistant traits before being concerned with the alternate bearing index. Pecans are unfortunately maligned by a large number of diseases and insects. Two of the most damaging in our area are the pecan weevil and Phytophthora shuck and kernel rot. The most obvious sign of pecan weevils is the presence of a hole in the shell. This indicates that a weevil larva has emerged and that the kernel has been fed upon. Culling these out at harvest or using the float test to separate them will increase the likelihood you have desirable kernels. However, it is still possible that larvae are present in shells without holes. Visually inspecting nuts before consuming them is the best way to make sure that you have high-quality kernels. Pecan trees are also very susceptible to nickel and iron deficiencies, which are exacerbated by urea applications and our high pH soils. Keep an eye out for these micronutrient deficiencies during mast years, and supplement fertilizer to maximize potential harvest during the fall. For more information on pecans, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.